Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. First of all, before we get into the show, we'll go ahead and introduce my lovely co-host.
Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy T calling out of the 757 at VA. Everybody stand up. What's good?
And tonight we are anticipated to have a wonderful show. I'm just going to say I have never seen so many callers in my life. But we already know who you're calling for. Y'all calling for Pretty P. She will be in the building. First, I'm going to go ahead and talk to some of y'all for a minute, see how you all are feeling about Pretty P coming on the scene. So I'm going to go ahead and hit up the first one, area code 313-828. How you definitely feeling tonight?
How you doing?
All right, and you? Where you calling from?
Detroit.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Welcome to She's on Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, she sound all shy. Don't sound shy.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feeling tonight? You waiting on Pretty P?
Yes. Looking all right. Pretty P. All
right. Don't go nowhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go down to area code 517. I have never seen this many people in my life. All right, area code 517, talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you, ladies, tonight?
I'm doing good. Absolutely wonderful.
That's fabulous. I'm calling from Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. How's it up there? How's the weather?
Hot as hell.
Hot as hell.
Yes, it was like 92 degrees at 7 o'clock.
It gets hot up there?
7
o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the afternoon?
At night.
Oh, okay.
At night, okay.
Wow. I said, whoa.
No, 7 in the morning, I got to move.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How's your feelings? How do you feel about Pretty P being on here tonight?
I am excited. I can't wait. I was trying to call in 20 minutes early, but they told me I was too early.
we know who our true fans are 20 minutes early. Oh,
look, I'm
right?
Trying to get it to Michigan. You don't understand. I'm trying to get it here to Michigan. I'm trying.
Well, that is definitely our mission tonight to make sure she gets to Michigan, okay?
Yeah, so we need to make that happen.
At the end of the show, we're going to make sure you get all the information you need to get for that, okay?
Oh, I got all that.
Oh, you got? So what's stopping you?
Yes. I follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Oh, yeah, I'm already ahead of you, honey.
All right, so you need to go ahead and make it happen then.
That's all we need to do is make it happen.
All right. I'm going to check on you, all right?
Okay.
All right, so make that happen. Go ahead. When you get off the show tonight, go ahead and hit her up and get her in your town, okay?
I'm going to definitely make it happen. I'm on it.
All right. But don't go nowhere. Next person you be talking to, it might be a surprise, okay?
Oh, not a problem. I'm going to sit right here until the end of the show. Not a problem. All
right. Thank you for the support.
You're welcome, honey.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 609-394. It's the first number. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, KC. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Say it again.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Voice kind of raspy, but I said I can't rest, go to bed. And so I talked to the boss, make sure everything all right. Make sure I holler at you, KC. Make sure I, you know, peek my head in.
I definitely support. I definitely I definitely support you on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Support
me
as well. I support you, right?
Exactly.
I feel left out in this conversation right now.
No, I don't think I met you yet.
I'm kidding.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look you up. I'm gonna do it right now. I don't know if you was you on the line last week or was it 2 weeks ago? What was we talking about? I forget what the topic was. But I'm Team Pretty Pete New Jersey. I'm Natasha on Facebook.
Okay. See, last week I had some family issues, you know, so I won't own as much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now. And I want to say good luck, too, on that, Kay, with getting more rooms open for She Pride.
Oh, yeah,
that
definitely.
Right there was a real good look right there. I told them to get, you know, some more rooms open and stuff. So I really appreciate that one. And now they opened it up, and you said that they wasn't, but they did, which was a real, real, real good look, so... Shout out to you on that one.
I told you I was going to get on it. And, you know, I definitely, because you said you want to come down here Thursday. So
exactly.
Only if you want to. I did open up another hotel.
Yeah.
Now,
but I'm
confident.
That is like how we go, like how would I do, like how I, like, I don't know. I'm going to have to actually talk to a couple of my homies and see what we going to do, because we already reserved rooms or whatever, you know, at the other spot. So however it work out, if we still going to come the day before or not. So we got a little bit of time to figure out that's what we going to. But, and I got all your other information you submitted me. I didn't even know that you emailed me until I actually looked into my emails today on them tables, so... The invoice, so I'll be on that as well.
All right, I'm like a thief in the night. Told you, I sneak up on you now.
But I'm going to stay here on hold. I ain't going to take up, you know, too many other callers online. I'll let them. I'll stay here on hold for a little bit.
All right, well, thank you definitely for supporting, and don't go nowhere, okay?
I won't. I'll be waiting.
All right. All right, we're going to take the next caller. We want to know exactly how happy you are that Pretty P is going to be here. Area code 720-252, talk to us.
Hey, how it do?
Hey, how it do? I know that's right.
What's going on?
Where you calling from?
Colorado. This is a Krabby Cake.
Uh-oh. Oh, Krabby Cake. How you doing, Krabby Cake? What's going on, Krabby Cake?
How y'all guys feeling tonight?
I'm feeling fine. I ain't had no crab cake since.
That's not good. I didn't mean to draw you away from the crab cakes now.
I'm just saying, I'm going to watch them prepare it next time. I'm like, look, I got to be here and watch y'all make this shit and stuff. Excuse me. Thank you. You got to be fresh. Know where it's coming from.
So let me ask you a question. How excited are you that Pretty P is going to be in the building tonight? How does that make you feel?
Well, I can honestly say I have never been to her show, never been to none of the shows of the little exotic dancers or whatever. I mean, I know her from Facebook, and that's about all. But, I mean, I don't really know how to feel. Because I really can say that I'm really not a fan, because I just haven't seen her perform. So.
Well, I'm going to need you to upgrade, girl, and go ahead and check for the cheese. She's awesome. So
I have seen her on YouTube, and I mean, she's sexy as hell. I can give her that. She's real sexy, you know. But just personally, I haven't seen her personally, you know. So, I mean, I basically, just to talk to a little sexy, you know, the stripper is just, I'm ecstatic about that because she's very beautiful.
Uh-oh. Well, we definitely don't want you to go anywhere, but don't go nowhere, okay? Stay right here, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay, then.
All right. Ladies, the moment you all have been waiting for. I'm about to say it again. I think I'm more excited than all y'all is, but
No, bro, I'm excited just to not get you. Come on now. All
right, I'm gonna stop keeping them waiting though. Live and effect, we got Pretty P on the line, so how you been doing, Pretty P?
Hi, how are you?
All right, and you?
I'm good. Hi, everybody that's listening.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I've been having a really, really long day, so they had called me, and I didn't even look at the time. Like, I was thinking it was still, like, 9 o'clock. I'm looking at the time like, oh, shit.
I'm here though.
If I say it, I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? If I can't do it, I'm gonna try my damn hardest to make something happen. So, but I'm here. I'm happy. I'm very, very excited about She Zone and coming out. You know, for She Pride. I'm excited. Everybody seems to be very excited about it. So I hope everything works out really well. I'm excited to come.
And we are excited for you to come today. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, we are.
We are excited.
Thank you. I'm happier than happy. I can't really wait. You know what I'm saying? Kel's going to be out there. You know, me and Kel's here together. We're just like stupid. So definitely excited about her, you know, coming out there. But I'm just glad to be coming out to a new place and to see some new faces and, you know, just be able to get, I get a lot of love from a lot of different places, but, you know, like these places, I haven't been booked at these places yet. So I have all these followers that I have yet to, you know, meet and give love back to. And, you know, I don't want anybody to ever feel left out or like, you know, oh, please not coming to my city. You know, it pretty much is based on if I'm booked in your city. But I'll definitely say that I was going to be taking some tours, you know, to some of the cities that I haven't been to that I really want to go to. Because I don't need no booking to take me nowhere. If I want to go, I'm going to go on my own. So, I'm not sure if I'm going to perform, but I'm definitely going to come and show some love. You know what I'm saying? So, if the bookings don't come in to that particular city and I really want to come there and somebody's requesting me enough, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it happen. So, I'm excited about coming.
Definitely appreciate you over here in Richmond, Virginia. That's all I'm telling you.
I mean, I heard She's always going down.
Yeah, that's all I keep hearing. Everybody talk about they coming out there. I'm very, very excited.
They are coming for you, Pete.
I mean, you got so many great performers, though. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of great performers on there. So, I mean, if they're coming, you know, to show me love, it's definitely, you know, I'm going to be there to show everybody love. So I hope they're coming to give, you know, the rest of the people love as well. I know this ain't just about me. Ain't no one-man show here. You know what I mean? We all going to come together and we're going to kill this shit. And we're going to have a good time, a drama-free event. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're there for She Pride, and that's what we're going to do. But I've been looking at the flyers, and you know what I mean? I'm excited. I don't know if you know about me, but when I go to other cities, and they book me, I'm the first one to be tipping them. I'll be out there tipping them before the followers and the crowd is even tipping them. Because, you know what I mean, I love entertainment. Yeah, I'm an entertainer, but I love entertainment, and I love good entertainment. So I'll probably be the first one out there, hey, get over here. Let me get a dance, girl. Come
here.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, and boy, I'm trying to. I'm very, very excited.
Woo! So what you want to do, P? I'm gonna tell you the truth. You got a whole lot of people that pressing the one hard, and they definitely want to talk to you. So I'm gonna ask you quick questions. It's all up to you, because this is your night, all right? Do you want to get the interview out first, or then you want to talk to the people?
Let's knock the interview out first. And then we can go ahead and take the rest of the cards. That way we can just, you know what I mean? Interact with that person and, you know, enjoy the rest of the interview.
All right. So, Teddy, you got any questions you want to ask me?
Right now, I'm just, like, in awe because I'm talking to you. So, whatever questions I had, they just out the window right now.
Hi.
Oh, how long you been? How long you been in the game? Been an entertainer.
I've been dancing for about 12 years, but I didn't really break out into the, you know, like LGBT community until like about a year and change ago.
Oh, okay.
And it's been a journey. Is that your phone number?
Hello?
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, I can hear
a little bit.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
I don't know if
man.
That was my phone or what phone. I'm good. I'm here.
Okay. We're going to have a lot of angry people calling.
This is going to get disconnected. Trust me, I'm going to call right back. But, I've been dancing for a very, very long time, you know, but just coming out into, like I said, the lesbian and gay community, it's way, way different. So it has been very, very overwhelming. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I'm hanging in here. I'm here. So, I mean, it's got its ups and downs. It's got its pros and its cons.
Okay.
All right now.
Like it.
I think that's the only question I could think of right at the present moment. Like I said, I'm like in awe. Because I've seen your following and I've seen you on YouTube. And you the kid. I give it to you.
You know what? I never, ever expected to, like, have this kind of reaction. I mean a reaction, period, as in positive, as in negative, as in whatever the hell it is, you know what I mean? A reaction like that I'm getting, period, it's like I really wasn't trying to do anything, you know what I'm saying, but just feed my babies. You know, I came in the game, I'm a hustler, I got babies and mouths to feed over here, so that's really all I came to do, and it's really gone from there, you know what I mean? But like I said, it is very, very overwhelming, and it's a lot different than what I'm used to.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying all the hate, too. So.
Yeah,
you're
going to have haters. You're going to have haters, but all
of a
sudden,
it's going to
be greater.
They give me a reason to run this mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. They motivate me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you keep on and you motivate me. And then, you know, on top of that, I got, you know, all the support and all the people that got love for me. It's just like, you know, Pete, don't stop. Don't let these people run you out. And I'm just like, you know what, you right. Because even when I do feel like, you know, I ain't even messing with this shit no more. This shit is not even me. You know, this is beneath me. This shit is for the birds.
Right.
I ain't never had to fight somebody to feed my kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. At this moment, it's just like, you know, sometimes I do, but it's my followers and all the support that I get from everybody else that do keep me. And that's why, you know, I'm very grateful, and I'm gonna never not show love back, you know.
Right.
So I love all my followers, y'all. If y'all listening, I love y'all.
They love you back. Trust me, they love you back.
Oh yeah, they do.
It's such a good feeling. It really is. At the end of the day, aside from all the BS, it's a good feeling. So I mean, I'm appreciative and I'm grateful.
You're very humble. You a very humble person.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you.
I try to be, but you know, one part of me that they keep forgetting is that I'm a bitch. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And I'm Cuban and I'm Puerto Rican, so you know what I mean? As long as they keep that in mind, we're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm very sweet. I'm very kind. I'm not judgmental. I don't sit here and, you know, I don't do anything, but you just keep in mind, it's in there. It's in there. So, but I mean, for the most time, I'm just trying to enjoy, you know, my time and, you know, enjoying the traveling and enjoying meeting, you know, other people. And, you know, I mean, just before we continue, I just want to apologize to, you know, Chi-Town. Apologize to Milwaukee. I was supposed to be there last weekend. There was a mishap with the airline and the tickets. So it wasn't the promoter's fault. It wasn't my fault. Things happened, the weather was bad, and period like that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure there'll be more times where I can come back and, you know, be able to show love to those cities. So
Yeah, that. You don't really get too many people to do that. So I definitely respect you for that.
I mean, it's real. It's just that, you know what I'm saying, I'm almost at this point to where this game is just like, you know, it's so twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people, like, call us to book us. They book us 2 months in advance, but want to wait until, like, 3 days before the event to buy the ticket. And then want to buy the cheapest ticket and have you flying all different kind of hours, all kind of connecting flights. Like, with all due respect, you're not paying me enough to jump through no loops of fire, baby. You want me there? You get me a decent ticket on a decent airline at a decent time, and I'm going to be there. And we're going to do the damn thing. I hear that. It's that there's just been a lot of that going on, too, lately. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I know a lot of people are expecting me in Chicago and were expecting me in Milwaukee. But everybody that's listening as well, Spirit Airlines and Pretty P don't mix. We just don't.
Spirit Airlines? What is it?
I never heard of them damn airlines.
Me neither.
I just wanted to make it to my destination. So that's not an airline that anybody needs to be messing with on my end. I had a very, very bad experience with them. I damn near went to jail. They called the cops on me. I'm trying to tell you the truth.
I heard them. They fly out of a local airport here close to where I'm at, because I'm not in Richmond. I'm in Portsmouth. But they fly out of Newport News, and I've heard some of the same stories.
I ain't never, ever heard of these airlines before. So if you want me to come and show, but you, I mean, it's like I was telling my friends the other day, you know, it's like you buying a lemon, but you want to take it on a two-day road trip and think you're not going to have car trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want me there, then you get me on a legitimate airline, and I'm going to be there. Don't blame that shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't never miss. You can look at my list. I don't miss shows. I don't miss bookings. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, you don't book me and promote me for 2 months, but then you want to buy the ticket 5 minutes, you know, before the damn show, well, then, of course, you're going to get hit with a ridiculous-ass price. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't really care what they're paying, because, I mean, as long as my ticket is bought, I'm going to be there. But, you know, it's just, I just feel like they're promoting me and people are, you know, getting excited and I'm getting excited and then things like that happen. Like, I don't do Spirit. I've never even heard of Spirit before, so. I will be up there soon. You know what I'm saying? And people can take responsibility for they mess up. Don't book me no bullshit ass ticket and then want to be mad at me.
I sat in that airport
for 10.5 hours and almost went to jail.
Man,
10.5 hours. I mean, because my flight was supposed to leave at 6:40. Then they said it was gonna leave at 8:40. By 1 o'clock in the morning, we were still sitting in the damn terminal. Then they charged me $80 to check my bag. $80 to check a bag and then $40 for a carry-on. Girl, I was over it. I said,
I would have been going to jail, too.
And then after, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, they want to tell us that the flight had been canceled. You going to tell me after I've been sitting here since 5 o'clock this afternoon at 1 o'clock in the morning that the flight is canceled? And then the dude was just real rude. He was real rude. You know what I'm saying? The airlines, it was just a really, really bad experience. But it's not like Pretty P woke up and said, you know what, fuck Chicago, fuck Milwaukee, I'm not coming. I sat there damn near 11 hours trying to come. Still, when any other bitch probably would have walked up out of there after 2-3 hours.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But somebody would say, this is my fault. This is not my fault. I didn't book that damn cheap-ass ticket. Well, she probably paid like $50 for that damn ticket. I ain't never heard of Spirit before, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just, I think that, you know, I get a lot of negative and positive feedback because I don't bite my tongue. I'm going to say what other people don't say. You know what I mean? And I think when the public does not know what's going on, they just ready to point the finger and they ready to judge.
Right.
How is this my fault? I was packed already and at the airport an hour before my flight was supposed to take off. You know what I'm saying? So, It's just a lot. It's a lot, you know, and I'm not used to it. You know, I think the rest of these entertainers have been in this game a little bit longer, so they pretty much used to it. But it's just some shit I'm going to tolerate and some shit I'm not going to tolerate. And, you know, I mean, like, they wearing my patience real thin, so I'm just like, I'm good. I'm slowing these victims down, you know, a little bit, slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing that we are promoting is cheap rides. And I'm not on no Spirit Airlines either.
No, you're not.
We don't do Spirit over here. I'm trying to tell you, I don't give a damn if Southwest, Delta, American, whatever, United, baby. Do not book me on no United, on no Spirit. What is Spirit? What is that?
I don't know. Sound like soul plane.
I swear to God on my kids, I've never heard of it. So when I pulled up to the airport and I was looking at my phone to get my information, it said Spirit. And I said, what the hell is Spirit? There's actually an airline called Spirit. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I didn't know about it. I didn't need to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I swung at that dude. He came over there talking loud and putting his hands in people's faces and raising his voice. Like, how the hell you cussing at me? And I'm the one that's been here for 11 hours. You got my money and my bag and my refund. Where's that? It wouldn't give my shit.
No.
I was getting ready to go out here and the cops came over there. You need to calm down, man. I don't need to do nothing. You need to give me my money.
Give my shit.
And my bag. So I can get up out to your airport, your Spirit Airlines. So yeah, that was my recent bad experience. But you know what I'm saying? I'm still smiling, I'm still excited, you know, I have Cali coming up and then of course, you know, I have you know, you guys are there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to both of those events.
Don't let nobody get to you, man. Shoot. Next time, let them people know Spirit is not
off. It's just like they do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's so much ups and downs in this. Like, you got the contract. So what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Right.
It says in the contract. How you signed the contract? Did you not read the contract? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, okay, you're going to book me a ticket at 5 in the morning, and in the contract it clearly says, do not book me a flight at 5 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm either going to extra, I'm going to charge your ass if you want me to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be at the airport for nothing. Or I'm not going to come to. But then, oh, pretty piece of bitch, and you know, this and this and that. I'll be whatever you want me to be, but I know one thing, I'm not going to roll up on my bed at no 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, my event
right.
isn't even midnight. I know that.
4 o'clock in the morning. That's not good.
I mean, they're literally booking my ticket at 4, like 5 in the morning. So you have to be there an hour ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I have to be there at 4. So technically, really, I have to be up at like 3:30 in the morning. So that you can get a cheaper flight when you should have booked my ticket when you booked me 2 months ago, not 3 days before I'm supposed to leave. Listen, that's part of my other one, because it's not going to work with me. You're going to be mad when you get on the phone with me. I try to reason with people, but, I mean, it's just like in this game or any other game, it's just some shit a nigga's going to do and it's some shit a nigga's not going to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You ain't paying me no $1,000, baby. You paying me a couple hundred dollars, and you want me to do all this?
Shit.
I have to drop my kids off, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Let's be reasonable.
That's too many hoops.
And it's cool. Things happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, come on now. That's just crazy. So, you know what I mean? I'm excited. I'm happy with my non-Spirit plane ticket for Sea Pride. Yes, I am. I'm very happy. God damn it. I'm ready to rock.
4 o'clock in the morning, that's just too much. That's too much.
Right?
I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not going to get you out your bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's just
I'm a night owl, and most of the time I'm up at night, like, responding to messages. So when people think yeah, I'm up late, but I'm trying to respond to the 2,000 messages I got today. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm up late, and that's when the kids are quiet. They sleep, you know, when I can actually get into work mode and just, you know, really try to respond to as many people as I can. So normally when they at school is when I try to catch up on some rest. And they come home, I got to be mommy.
Yeah, I know how that is.
So, I mean, I'm a very reasonable person, but I need you to be a reasonable with me as well.
Right.
You know what I mean, I'm human. I'm not no machine. As much as I like to go hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. I'm a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a hard worker. I respect you until you disrespect me.
I mean,
you know, me and you been talking for a couple of months now. You know what I mean? And I think you're real, real cool people. I ain't never had no problems. I don't look for problems. I just don't deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's anybody. You don't want to be too old. That shit is like, you know, forget it. You can keep that one before I do all this. So. My lips been a little bit fly lately. Everybody looking like, what's wrong with me? Nothing wrong with me. I'm a happy camper. I guess I'm not going to play with you.
Right.
I'm taking enough time away from my kids than to be sitting up in somebody's airport at some 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But it's good. I'm excited. I try to keep, you know, a good mind frame, especially. I mean, it's just when you're not used to this type of shit, you know, it can be overwhelming. When you're used to it, bullshit, then you're not surprised when you get bullshit. But I'm not used to bullshit because I don't deal with bullshit. I'm like, what is this about? This ain't gonna work. No, don't think so. I didn't give myself the name the boss. They gave it to me because I am the boss for me. Ain't nobody gonna tell me where I need to be, who I need to talk to, how I need to dress, what I need to do. I've been doing me just fine, and I done passed all y'all.
Right.
You hear that? So don't call me and tell me a damn thing about what I need to do. You need to use your own advice. And then maybe you won't be so mad at me.
Amen.
But y'all hear that, lady?
For real.
That's some good advice, though.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's just real. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody reading off of no script. You know what I'm saying? This is me. All day. Sometimes people say I need to put my foot in my mouth, and sometimes people say I need to shut up, and sometimes I say I just don't care.
Hmm.
I'm going to say what it is. And if you give me an opportunity to voice my opinion to many people, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to spit it, and I'm going to love it.
What it's supposed to do. Yep.
And then you can write a status about me afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Look, you already know it's going to be one. Somebody going to say something.
Mhm. They ain't their business. That ain't your business what they say about you. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
I say you take it for motivation. That's all you can do.
Ain't no need
to get pissed off. Haters gonna hate regardless. You know? That's their full-time job. It's probably their only job. So.
Right.
You know.
The world can be. At the end of the day, I'm gonna feed my kids, you know, and I want to see us have more opportunities.
Right.
That's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? And if I can get us something, then hey, shit, we good. And if I can't, then you know what? Hey, this bitch tried.
Mm-hmm. Hear that. Definitely hear that. So let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Pretty much, you know, you've been doing it real big for a minute, right? So my question is, what made you decide to want to become an entertainer?
I never wanted to be an entertainer, nor do I encourage anybody to be an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like it's something that is frowned upon in the community all over the world, in the straight world, in the gay world. You know what I'm saying? Us dancers in the straight world, we're some sluts, we're some tramps, we're some hoes. And us, you know, entertainers in the lesbian world, we're like, yeah, you getting out there, you repping us. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, heroes. And they put us on this pedestal. But at the end of the day, it's nothing that I woke up in the morning and said I wanted to do. I had a mouth to feed. and I was in a bad situation, and I wanted out of it, and I just seen how much money I made in one night, and I went after it, you know what I'm saying? But it was never something that I wanted to do. And as far as, like, coming into, you know, the lesbian and the gay communities, I felt like, damn, I'm going to be dancing, and at least I'm dancing to rep my people. And I ain't been doing nothing but catching flack since I got up in here. You know what I'm saying? Disrespect, measuring my name, telling lies, making stories, like, all kind of shit, you know? And it's like, I'm out here repping y'all, trying to get us something.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's not something that I wanted to do. It's not something that I would encourage my daughter to do. Or, you know, I get a lot of young girls that's like 17. I can't wait to turn 18. I'm going to come and I want to be with QP. I want to dance and be like that. And I'm like, no, baby, go to school. This ain't no easy ass life.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest, survival of the realest. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And then I also wanted to let it be known that a lot of, you know, I got a lot of people to pay attention to my page and my posts and my tweets. And I've been a little quiet lately, you know what I'm saying, because I've really been sitting here contemplating on a lot of different things and a lot of bitch-assness that's going on right now. So, you know, when I get quiet is when I'm up to something normally. But when I get quiet as well, it's just like I'm thinking, do I need to react to this fuckery? Do I need to even speak on it? Because it's pretty much self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if I do, I would just be trying, I would just be proving something that I've already proved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, actually, she's only going to be my last show.
Oh.
And I chose you guys to have my last show, to do my last show with.
He got quiet for a second.
I know, I just wish.
Mom's just like, what?
It's definitely an honor, but it's like, whoa.
Wow.
I mean, it's something that I definitely have been talking about. You know what I'm saying? I made the decision with my family, with my friends, and my management. I mean, at this moment, I'm just really feeling like a lot of this bitch shit is beneath me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit here and be fighting people for no bookings. I'm not going to fight you for some title that I don't need. And, baby, if you want to be frank, I had the title. I've been had the title. I took it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's getting to the point to where I'm too real. And at the end of the day, a lot of stuff that happens in this business wouldn't fly in the street for 2 seconds.
No, it would not.
I'm put in a position to where I got to tolerate a lot. And I'm not going to catch a case behind none of these hoes.
No.
You can
talk
that
shit. You don't
need that. You can talk that shit on Twitter. But when I see you, I'm going to ask you about it. What's happening?
They're going to be quiet.
I'm going to do a couple of shows here and there, but they're going to be very exclusive shows. These promoters are going to be talking to my management, and they, I mean, this is not going to be somebody, oh, I want to throw a party, I want a good lady piece. Because I'm tired of the, you know, the missing of the flights, the people not understanding the contract. Like, it's in black and white. The contract is sent to you before the deposit or anything is even asked for.
Right.
You know, I'm just, I can't fool with this shit too much. You know, there's some people that's going to tolerate some shit, like I said, and there's some people that's not. I'm not even a person that tolerates bullshit, and I've been tolerating it for about a year and a half. So I'm proud of my damn self. You know what I'm saying? And I've only maybe popped off maybe once or twice in the whole year of some change. And, I mean, when I say they've attacked my name, they've attacked my home, they've attacked my kids.
Oh, girl, no. And
I attacked my stretch mark, they attacked my hair, my head down to the, you know, the chicken pox scar, my legs, like, down, boo. God,
man.
You know what I'm saying? No. But then you see that ass in the street, maybe I'm hitched.
I hope she don't see me.
Yeah, bitch, I see you. What's happening? What was that you said about my son?
Hmm.
Oh, you know, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. Watch how you handle. And they said it's fake. It's a really, I feel like it's very few people that you can actually trust. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's very few entertainers that give a fuck about anything besides they self and wanting to be that top bitch. Like, it's like music. It's always going to be a new artist. You're not going to remain the only one for the rest of your life.
Right.
I don't want to be that person. I didn't ask to be that person. They chose me. But you don't have to give me no hell every single day of my life and shit to feed my kids. I'm not going to do that. I'm better than you. I'm telling you, bitch, I can sing. I can write. If I want to rap, I'm going to rap. If I want to cook, motherfucker, I'm going to get in this bitch and wait your way this shit up. There's nothing that I can't do. So if this is all you want to say, but you can stay with it because I'm worth more than this. I stay because of my followers. I don't stay for the 18 minutes on stage. I don't even stay for the money. I stay because I feel like if I leave, I'm going to let down all the people that have been following me for so long and been loyal to me.
Right.
There's so much fakeness going on in this goddamn shit that, you know, you kind of need a real person to sit here and it ain't going to take no shit. It's going to speak her mind. You know, it's going to do what they do, you know? I don't got time. I mean, these people are, like, calling people, telling them not to book me, like, talking this mad trash shit. I'm not going to do it because I'm the type of motherfucker that crack your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a
mine.
And you can ask around. There's a couple of these entertainers that stepped on my toes, and now you see all of them apologizing now.
Yep. That's what they do.
For what? For what? This didn't even have to go there. And it didn't have to drag on as long as it did. And now what you think you're doing something? You ain't bothering me, baby. You're doing the same shit in the same place you've been doing it for the last 2 years.
Hello,
when you change
right.
up some shit, then maybe I'll be impressed. But until then, I don't give a shit.
I know. I'm loving this conversation. Love.
So, I mean, I just wanted you guys to know that I chose to have my last show with you guys.
I'm definitely
and I'm good on it.
I'm
not going to just disappear. I'm still going to rep you guys. I'm still going to do everything that I can do. I may come back and throw a couple of events myself. I'm going to be dancing, but it's going to be very exclusive to a couple of promoters of my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, since everybody couldn't get with the picture, now you are stuck with niggas like Erotic. Juice box.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say, uh-oh. I mean, shit, you got something that's real and you got something that's made.
Right.
And you want to give me hell, you think I'm going to lose some sleep, baby. I'm not going to stress. Mm-hmm. My face is not going to break out. My hair is not going to fall out behind these bitches and a booking fee. It's just not. It's not worth it. I'm a mother.
It's not.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean that I don't love my fans, but if my fans knew half the shit that I went through to even be here for them, they would have walked out a long time ago. I'm surprised I'm still in this. But it's by choice. It's not because it's not a necessity. I'm here by choice.
Right.
And if I choose to leave, I'm not going to leave like no coward. I'm not going to leave with my tail between my legs because at the end of the day, my opinion on myself, I came in this game, I took over the game, I changed the game, and now I'm leaving the game. You can have the shit back. Period.
Hear that.
So, I mean, that's why I'm not. Right, you know, and I hope not everybody's, disappointed. I hope, if anything, that most of my people can, you know, appreciate the love that I have for my own life. You know, I feel like the past year I've been really just focusing on my career and my name and my followers and, you know, work and shows. And, you know, I really completely just lost myself in the middle of all this behind who and for what.
Man.
I'm not saying you gotta like it, just respect it, because I'm gonna do what I gotta do for mine. at the end of the day. I love y'all, but I got two kids that depending on me.
Yeah,
look up for your baby. And I got to be sane. I can't be stressed out and pissed off all the damn time because somebody done messed up my booking. Come on, man. It's not that serious, babies.
I feel you. From a mother to
even
another, I feel you on
somebody
that.
Gonna come. I mean, you got baby from D.C. coming up real quick. Pretty soon, ain't nobody even going to give a fuck about no erotic. Not that they give a fuck about her now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know that's right.
But whatever little man you got left, you better watch out, because that little sexy motherfucker is coming. They sleeping on her, and watch out, because that motherfucker, she coming. Don't worry about me. It's a whole new batch of new entertainers is coming up. And these bitches are just thinking they just the shit and they the only one. Baby, you gonna face a harsh reality. Because you're not the only one. It's a world full of lesbians and you're not even half as sexy as half of some of these people just paying to get in the club. I can go out and look in the crowd and find a better bitch than you. And you the entertainer.
Ooh.
So, I mean, come on. Don't sit there and flatter yourself too damn much. Because where there is one, there will be another.
Say it again.
Right. You do, trust me, somebody else can do, and they'll probably do it better. And if they get discovered, you out of there. So live it up while you can.
Yeah.
I can play, and I can play this game, or I can keep my fucking sanity and live my life, you know, and say, okay, you know what? I'm still out here. I might even start pursuing my music. I don't know. I'm really in a position to where I can do whatever I want to do.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I have respect for those that have a. If I turn into a harsh bitch, it's this game that turned me into that. My fans is what, you know, my followers is what keeps me grounded. Because I be going off sometimes. They're like, Pete, calm down. And I'm like, you know what? You right. But, I mean, you try waking up, you know, getting woken up out of your sleep with some dumb shit every day. Or getting your name handed or, you know what I'm saying, people messing with your money, which is messing with your home, which is messing with how they feed your kids, you know. You try that and you see how you feel.
That's a good feeling.
So, I mean, when I come to She's On, I'm coming. And I'm ready. And I'm going to have fun. And I'm going to live it up, and I'm a party like it's 1999 in this month.
Oh, watch out in there.
I always watch where I'm walking, and I try to avoid all potholes, and my head stays up.
I say so.
Man.
Amen.
But I mean,
know, right?
This ain't the last of me. You know, I came in with a baby.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to leave the baby. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm not leaving. So I don't want anybody to look at it like, oh, she just leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to pick something else that doesn't require so much of my time for damn near nothing. You know what I mean? It's more worth it. Because I feel like I'm worth more than this. And to be sitting here in a game playing around with these girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are babies. You've been in this game for 4 years, and you think you're a veteran?
No.
Bitch, I got 12 years. I earned my stripes. Respect that. You don't got to like it. Respect it.
Right.
Man. It's just sad people had to get you to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, but I know me. You know what I mean? I'm from the street. I wasn't born with no silver spoon in my mouth. You know, sitting at the table with my chair straight up, you know, with my silverware all fucking straight. No, I'm from the street. And the shit that, I mean, like I said, that to be real frank with you, the shit that they pull in this game, you wouldn't make it 2 minutes on the block that I'm from. Because it's just disrespectful, just plain and simple, grimy and disrespectful. You either got to have a high tolerance, or you got to be just as grimy as these people that you're working with to maintain in this game.
Yep.
She definitely telling the truth. Definitely.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
if I'm alive, you know, the eyes get striked out right now.
Man,
I have nothing to lie about. You know, and then I'm being like also, I'm badgered because I'm the one who's going to say what's up. You want all these people to sit here and point fingers, and
right.
they don't even know what's going on. Now, let me tell you what's going on, and then you point your fingers.
Right.
Now that you know, now it's different. Oh, that's what happened. This little last incident that I haven't even spoke on yet that I'm still debating on speaking on because I feel highly. And when I say highly, I mean highly disrespected. I don't even need to say nothing because everybody that's listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's how much it is. But see, don't nobody say nothing until I say something.
No, that's right.
Same thing with yours. All that shit everybody was talking about, yo, didn't nobody say nothing until P said something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for me. If you feel in a certain kind of way, speak your mind or forever hold your peace.
Don't hold your tongue for nobody.
I don't. Especially not nobody who ain't paying my bills, who I'm not sleeping with, who ain't putting no ring on this finger. I'm not going to bite my tongue behind none of these people. Because if anything, I feel like I've been good to all these people. I came in this game with respect. I was proud to even work next to some of these women because I was just like, you know, you're a well-known entertainer, and I'm not a fan of yours, but I like what you do. I can respect what you do. And I
right.
like, okay, I came in this motherfucker, and these bitches just like, fuck you, so I'm like, fuck you too. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to say it behind your back, baby. I'm going to tell you in your face.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm going to take a little mean time. I'm going to spend some time with my kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work on my music a little bit. The Twister video will be out here shortly. We got a lot of people that my brother's working with. I mean, he's gotten some calls from Waka, Krayshawn. Just a couple of different people that we got going on. I ain't no punk bitch. I rub elbows all the time.
Oh, that's right.
People appreciate real before they appreciate fake. You can
yeah.
talk that talk, but if your walk don't match that talk, baby, you sucker.
Man. Yeah. I definitely want to congratulate you on that, on your big thing. I listened to the video you had posted. That thing was hot. I like that.
And that was just, you know, us just, you know, playing around. Like, I felt like I've had a lot inside of me that I wanted to do. But I didn't come from a family that was, like, cheering you on. You know, when you playing basketball and you're the best one on the team and you look around in the stands and everybody's parents are there except for yours, you kind of don't care because nobody else cares. You know what I'm saying? So it's been plenty of things in my life that I wanted to do, but because nobody cared, I kind of gave up caring. But now as I'm getting older and I'm maturing, I'm kind of just like, I'm going to just throw it out there, and they're either going to hate it or love it.
Right.
Neither one of them is going to kill me. So I'm getting my feet wet, and I'm stepping on a lot of different things. I'm not trying to be Nicki. I don't want to be Drake. I just love music.
Right.
Is that okay? Or we're going to critique her for loving music, too. You know what I'm saying?
I like the portion.
I don't want to be a poet. I just like to write. And
right.
I like to get out how I feel. That's my way of venting.
Yeah.
What, you going to badger me for that? Oh, what this bitch thinks? She a poet now? She thinks she Nicki now? Shut the hell up. What is you doing with your life?
Nothing.
You got time to sit around and critique everything that I'm doing.
Just sit, tell them, sit
you
down.
My hits blow up, baby. I got thousands of hits within 24 days and with 24 hours because you watching my shit. And then you call talking shit. Bitch, did you see this bullshit that P put up? She going to watch it. And it's just spreading, so thank you. But really,
right,
I'm not bothering nobody. I'm doing whatever I feel like doing because it's my life and I can do that.
Amen. Say so.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get up there and, I mean, there's thousands of people that put their music up there. I'm not like, what the hell is she doing? If that's how she feels, then that's how she feels. Get it out, baby boo. Get it off your chest. Because don't nobody want to be
boo.
Living with that shit, man.
Baby boo.
Go ahead. I ain't mad. Shit. I'll give you props. I'll share your shit, all my shit, just to help you out. Well, I like the shit or not, just because I'm real.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I can't do nothing, girl. I can't even fart without these people just, oh, girl.
Like, oh, girl,
let me post this. Let me tweet this. Get out of here. Y'all take this shit too seriously. These social networks ain't that serious.
Uh-huh.
It's not paying none of y'all bills. It's not doing nothing but creating messiness and drama. And for what?
Yes. For what?
I didn't even have a Facebook until I fucking got with G.O.'s. I didn't have a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter. I just got an Instagram. I can barely keep up with Facebook. I'm not no computer nerd like that. I don't play with this computer shit.
Yeah.
I do not, but you give me a pen and a paper and I'll write you a book. Real shit.
Amen. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be waiting on that book.
I know, right? You need the first one to get it.
No, I just, it's something that's very, very personal. I have a lot of personal childhood stories in there. A lot of shit that, you know, is very personal to me, and I'm very apprehensive about putting it out because people are so judgmental, but the only reason why I'm even putting it out there is because of the fact that I feel so misjudged, misunderstood. Don't think I don't care or I'm a bitch or anything like that because that's not it. But I've been through some shit, and this is, let me tell you about what I've been through so you can understand where I'm coming from and where I'm at. And that's the whole purpose of my book, you know. But it's like I'm like my little masterpiece, you know. I want it to be perfected. So every time I think I'm ready, I'm thinking about something else. Like right now, I'm really struggling with the name of it.
Right.
So I mean, you know, I want it to be right. I don't want to produce no bullshit. If I'm a perfectionist or if I'm wrong for that, then I'd be wrong for it. But I'm gonna put it out when I'm ready to put it out. And if you want to buy it, then knock yourself out. If you don't, hey, I ain't gonna lose no.
Well, I'm buying it.
I'm waiting on it.
Yeah. For real.
It's just really difficult to put things out that are so personal to you. You know what I mean? To a bunch of people that's just like waiting for something to say. Like, I ain't never seen so much drama until I got in this game. And like, we already are being treated like shit. We don't have no damn rights. We don't have nothing. The only thing you can do is sit here and say stuff or stuff is nasty. That's the only thing you can do, and your baby don't even got no health insurance? Come on, man. Get your mind right. We got better things to focus about. We all come together and fight these people. We don't get some right. But we too busy fighting each other for nothing, for bookings and shit. And you forgetting the big picture. So you want to focus on the negativity, you knock yourself out. But I'm going to enjoy these rights when we get them because I know that I was focused on trying to help get them. I'm not just going to try to enjoy them when we get them and then do nothing to help get them. You know what I'm saying?
True.
These people pick at some of the pettiest shit. Oh, girl, that's a drag queen. Duh.
And?
Girl, is that two stars over there kissing? Yes, it is.
So?
And?
Let them do them.
They
happy.
Them.
Oh my goodness.
Like they happy.
Leave
them alone. I got no label, anyways, girl. Oh, baby, expand your mind, please. Expand your mind. Educate yourself a little bit.
Cause
so many
labels,
people
man.
In this world. And it's not even with lesbians. I mean, even in a straight world, you have nerds, you have rockers, you have punk rockers, you have rappers, you got urban society. It's everything is so. You know what I'm saying? Like, categorized.
Right.
When really, we're gay and we don't have shit. You remember that?
We don't got nothing.
Yeah, I remember. But not a now nothing. We just got some rights in the damn army.
Exactly. And that took a minute, dig it?
And by the way, I hope everybody is going out to vote because we need Mr. Obama to say.
Oh, I'm going to vote. Oh, most definitely.
We need Mr. Obama to stay in this house. This is the only president that has balls enough to get on national television and say, I don't have a problem with gay marriage. Y'all better start voting for real. The world is changing, and you're either going to be a part of the change or you're going to be a part of what something, you know, something that had nothing to do with the change.
Right.
I'm trying to be a part of history. I'm not going to fuck about the past. I want to be a part of the present.
Amen.
The things are changing. And if you don't start focusing on the things that are changing, you're going to be stuck in the past.
with a closed mind, being one of these ignorant people in the world that can't nobody stand.
Mm.
Lonely and shit, no friends, no nothing, because don't nobody want to hear what you got coming out of your mouth.
Right.
Come on now. We got to do better than this. Yeah, I know we can do better than this, and that's what I'm saying. This shit is whack. Vote. Go vote. Let's keep Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Obama all the way.
The funny thing is, I don't even give a damn about what the hell that man done did. If he got me when he said, I support gay marriage, you got my vote. You got it.
Exactly.
I don't hear Bush or Clinton or nobody else saying that shit.
Right.
You know who is an undercover dyke. Your bitch like pussy. I don't know why she's fighting.
You know
that's why I'm lying with someone else because she wasn't fucking sucking his ass right. That's why I asked if she gay. You just scared.
No,
you right.
Scary cat.
Dyke ass. Hillary ain't about that life. She knows she gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a fool with it. You know I'm a fool with it. Y'all asked me to call on this show. Y'all should be ready because you know I'm a fool with it.
Hey, not wrong with that.
I'm enjoying it. Trust me.
And let me also tell you how bad of a day I've been having. Do you want to hear how bad my day has been?
Go ahead, talk to me.
I came home from attempting to go to Milwaukee and Chicago on Spirit Airlines.
Okay.
I get back home and both of my dogs are gone. Somebody stole my baby and my cane. Y'all know. Y'all follow me, like y'all say y'all follow me, y'all know those are my babies. That's like Team Pretty P mascots. I am sick. You hear me? I've been crying. All kind of shit. That shit pissed me off.
Damn.
That I'm so dope. Pit bull, KZ. And those are my
babies.
Like, yeah. I don't. I'm not no flashy type bitch. I'm not no materialistic bitch. Like, just let me have my little 2 cents and be okay. Let me have my little marble reds and my little pit bulls and leave me alone and my little beastie and my kids. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And I come home after dealing with this bullshit to find out, you know, that shit. I've been just, like, really going through it and just pissed off and just over it all. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, the icing on the cake.
Damn, somebody knew that shit. Somebody knew they was that close to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That shit crazy.
Because I've been in my neighborhood for a while, but it was just the fact that I was going through so much with these airlines and all this trying to get to Chicago that nobody really wanted to call and tell me. You know what I'm saying? So when I got home, I'm already like, oh, I'm home. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your dogs are gone. What the hell you mean my dogs are gone? What are you talking about? Like, that doesn't even sound right. That's not even correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Like, can I get an explanation? Like, what?
Right.
I don't know. We came home and they were just gone. Like, oh, okay. Like, it's just like a pair of shoes or something. You know what I mean? Like, these are my babies. All my videos, you know, y'all seen them from when they was small enough to fit in my arms to when they were sick. Dude, they was just as fast with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm heated. I'm in my feelings. I'm all kind of shit right now.
I'm mad for you because I've seen your dogs on YouTube. They some pretty dogs. I'm mad for you.
Those are my babies. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty.
It's like, you know, some people that love their jewelry and they chains or they watch or they cars. You know, like, I love my dogs almost like they're my kids. You know what I'm saying? So that put me all the way in my feelings to have to come home for that. And I'm just like, okay, I got this long little break until I go to Cali. I'm excited about that. You know, it's Steve Carter's birthday. Got Apples on there, you know, a couple of other entertainers. I'm excited about that. And then I'm off to Virginia, and I'm just trying to just, like, keep all this negativity away from me. But they always say when all these bad things happen, good things are coming. So I'm trying to figure out this thing, you know what I'm saying, and just keep my head up. But, yeah, that shit hurt my damn feelings, for real. And it's not much to hurt my feelings, but that hurt my feelings. I was in my feelings crying and shit. I was so much pictures and videos and shit, my babies.
I mean, there's
like, I put $1,000 reward out there for them. So if they were smart, even if they stole them, come get this G and this stack and bring my babies back.
Man,
it's crazy. All the way up.
crazy.
But it's good.
Your baby's going to find their way home, man. Don't even worry about
it. They coming home. They coming home.
I know a lot of people, they fight pit bulls. They, you know, my dogs are so spoiled, and they're so babies. They're so lovable, you know what I'm saying? They're a very aggressive breed, but I think they are the way the owners make them. You know,
right.
And for them to be stolen and for me to even think about them being fought or being mistreated, if they're hungry, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what the hell my dogs eat. My dogs are spoiled. They got chicken, corn, rice, beef, all kind of shit mixed up in their food.
They eating good.
Not to mention, they're
no,
both on hungry, 15 vitamins
know, right?
a day. They eat better than I eat, for real. Them babies is full, so I'm just like, you know, heated. And then they're only 7 months.
Oh,
so
man.
So they're still pups. It just pisses me off.
They better bring them puppies, them boys home.
I hope so, but I mean, the odds of getting two, you know, full-blooded, good-looking dogs like that home, it's very, very less likely to happen. But they so damn nice that these fools going to come out and try to stunt. They don't want to be seen with them, like, look at my dogs. Yeah, and that's when I'm going to run up on them. Give me my shit. Come on, beauty, let's go. And let their ribs be shown when I find their ass, too, and see what happens.
Uh-oh.
The boy I'm trying to tell you, I did stupid behind mine. And it's not too much I really want. I'm like I said, I'm not one of them greedy people. I don't ask for nothing. I'm not the type to be in the malls all day. I'm not, you know, I'm like I said, you give me a pack of cigarettes, you give me my iPad so I can talk to my followers. My kids are fed and happy and content. And my dogs and my snake is straight. I'm good. I'm very easy to please. But you done took like two. No. Mm-hmm. You done took half of my heart. Now I'm very upset. So, I mean, that's basically how my last couple of days have been going. How have your couple of days been going? Have it been better than that?
Well,
I'm
going to tell it talk for you.
I know some other people be ready to slit their wrists and pull their hair out by now.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to let me talk.
Yeah, you go ahead and tell it. I can talk too, Lord.
I mean, last week I had a death in the family. I had to deal with that and got some custody papers from my daughter's father. I'm dealing with that. And she graduating, you know, this Wednesday from school. It's just a whole lot, and KC, my brother, she's been there for me.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah, my great aunt.
Congratulations, that's a good thing, graduating.
Thank you. My great aunt, she in a better place, but when I went to her service, the preacher was preaching, and he made no sense.
Don't you hate that shit? Like, you just making something that's supposed to be so good, just so bad. Like, I can't even...
Right. And what he did to piss me off, Pretty P, what he did is that he didn't make no sense, but towards the end of his wannabe sermon, he had to bring up gays and same-sex marriage.
Oh, Lord. At the funeral,
mind you. I'm sitting there in my dress pants, in my tie, in my shirt, in my hat, looking all good and stuff for my great aunt. And he come out his mouth with that bullshit. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me, Lord.
Can we get back to the service, please? Can we get back to the service, please? This is not
exactly. I turned around and tapped my mama on the shoulder and say, Mom, can I leave? Because I know I'm in the house of the Lord, but my mouth is I'm about to fall off on his ass.
Yeah, I'd have to walk out just for a second. I'll be back. I'll figure out the problem.
I gotta go.
Trust me, I don't smoke when I come back in here, but I need to do something.
And what stopped me from getting up? My brother was sitting next to me on one side, and my mama baby sister was on the other, and my three cousins, because that was they grandma. They wanted to get up and slap him.
Oh, I would have been heated. Like, are you kidding me?
I'm like, are you fucking serious? At a funeral, you're not even talking about my great aunt. You're talking about gays and how they shouldn't raise kids and a man can't. Dude, really? You're entitled to your opinion, yes. But this is not the time nor the place for you to open up your old ass mouth.
I would have been sick.
Since day one, I told my cousins, I said, look, he needs to sit down somewhere and retire. He's old. He's older than everybody up in here. He needs to sit down some damn way.
Oh, Lord, somebody pray for that man. Just pray for him, baby.
Pray
everybody
for him.
Everybody is aware. Pray for the man.
Got to the, you know, to the burial site. He didn't even know he had to do the last rites.
Oh, Lord.
The funeral home giving him the cue. Go ahead and, you know, do the last rites because they pulled the three flowers, you know, after they say ashes to ashes and all that. And I'm like, why in the hell is he standing next to me?
I
just told the Lord, I said, Lord, be with me. You know he not know what he say out his mouth. And I can, you know, throw him
and
down in
that strength because you did not act out of your character at your auntie's funeral. So he gave you that strength. And you just gotta pray for ignorant people because it's not their fault they're ignorant. You know, I mean, they have to be raised by some ignorant people. Ignorant people are not just born like that. You know, they come from ignorance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a long line of family of ignorance.
Yeah. Right. All I just told my cousins after it was over when we got back to the church eating chicken. Because that's all we was talking about. I say, Lord, I say, I ain't come out my character because it was great auntie's funeral, y'all grandma. And in fact, that's not me. I'm not going to come out of my who I am for this ignorance. It's either you going to accept me for who I am or you can get the fuck and keep walking.
Hello. Can you say that? Hello. Hello.
I go through that now with the custody thing that I'm going through. I'm going to try to make it brief. Both, I got two baby daddies. I got a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old. They both say, oh, you can't raise these kids because you a lesbian. Bullshit.
Oh, that's so you trying to mess with me, too, baby. You got to find me first. To serve me, you got to find me. So when you find me,
you find me,
then we can go to that court. But until then, baby, I'm not worried about you.
I'm like,
he's 11 years old. You ain't done shit. You don't even pay your child support,
right.
Nigga.
Right. Oh, my God. This nigga, the one. Lord, forgive me. A daughter's father.
You know what? This is a whole other subject. But niggas,
yeah,
you know, us being gay has nothing to do with raising our kids or being parents.
Right. And I keep telling him, I'm like, my daughter is not going to be like me. Even if she was, I'm going to love her just the same. But you ain't paid child support, and she's 13. You ain't paid child support in almost 13 years. Nigga, you can't say shit. I've been doing this with the help of my mama for 13 years, and now you want to come play daddy? Nigga, please.
I think it's more of a power trip that I think men have, especially, you know, with their baby mamas. I don't think it really has anything to do with the parenting. Because, you know, if we were some bad parents, CPS would have been done to these babies. Ain't nothing
right.
wrong with these babies. I think it's more of a power thing. Men are they're womanizers, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, majority of them are. They just want to, oh, you got my child, so I'm going to tell you what to do. No, bitch, you're not. I wasn't
no, you're not.
Like to.
I'm like, no, you're not. And I told them, I said, you done messed with the wrong one. You done had kids by the wrong chick. Because I don't tolerate shit. I'm holding back from whooping your ass. I got people in my corner saying it ain't worth it, which it ain't. I got two babies. But if I catch you on the street by myself, what's on? I'm trying to sit here and say I'm trying to be a man, well, I'm going to beat your ass like one.
Well, I mean, it's just I'm around too much. You got to find me. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Other than that, I'm not studying niggas.
No.
I'm not worried about it at all.
I'm just going to pray for him. Like you say, all you can do is pray for him.
As much as I can stand his ass, I pray so hard because I just, you know, I get dumb behind mine, and I don't want to end up catching the case because behind this one here or this one there, it's not going to go right. Like, just back, back, and sit your ass down somewhere here because this is not going. You're not going to win this one.
No, that's what I'm doing now. I got people in my corner like, it's not worth it. You got two babies.
He ain't going to win no custody in the baby because you got a baby. So, I mean, you really got to be a bad, unfit parent. So I wouldn't even stress about that. I think it's comical. Do you think a judge's going to take my kids because I'm gay? Come on, baby. The world is gay.
Right.
And if you don't be careful, your bitch is going to be gay, too, in a minute.
Right?
Hey.
And that's another thing. He won't. Both of them won't let their girlfriends or wives around me because they think I'm gonna turn them out. If they like me, hey, that's them. But I don't want them.
Oh,
you went up. You went all up in that. I don't want that. That's just nasty. I gotta stand this. My mama raised me right.
To do shit, just because they want. Like, okay. They so worried about you wanting a woman that it's just almost like I don't even want your woman, but I'm just gonna take her just so you can feel like you're right.
Right. Oh, mama tried.
And I'm sending home smelling like Dolce and Cabana.
No, that's
she probably gonna have a couple of strands of this good hair on her shirt too. Watch out.
She might have a box too. She might have a box too. Who knows?
A boss tattoo right on that ass. Boss.
Hey,
boss.
Man.
Say it again. Man. Say it again one more time for me, buddy. Say boss again.
Boss. Hey.
Hey. I mean, it was just a whole lot of thought of what it was like, boss.
Can
I can't even say it like, just Lord. And that's what I be telling them, like, just remember, at the end of the day, when you're talking to me, I'm the boss. You can be the king. You can be the queen. You can be the soldier. You can be the damn sergeant. But I'm the boss.
You're the boss. You're the boss. I salute you. I salute you.
Damn, I salute these motherfuckers. Bitch, you did that. That's the dumbest fuck. I'm going to salute you for that one. That was just dumb. Just plain dumb.
I definitely hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you another question, P, right quick.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying? I definitely, want to get your take on this because I want to know, like you said, there's a whole lot of upcoming entertainers that pretty much look up to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my question to you would be, you know, what could be some advice that you would give to somebody on the upcoming?
Yeah. For one, don't feel like you need anybody to help you. You know what I'm saying? If you do what you got to do, you're going to be up, period.
That's true.
I think a lot of people, they get mixed up with these entertainment companies feeling like they need to be with a company to get bookings. Like, as long as you're doing what you got to do to get your name out there, your bookings are going to come on their own.
Right.
I don't need nobody trying to manipulate my mind, telling me what's best for me or... So, you know, a lot of them be like, well, you don't know the business, and I know the business, and I can take care of you, and I'll set up your bookings. Like, they are greedy, and they all have bad intentions. And a lot of people is learning that. You know what I mean? Now, to this day, as you can see, a lot of people are dropping the entertainment companies that they're working with. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
you got there and talked all that shit about me, and you see I'm doing better than you, and I'm solo. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever let nobody tell you that your own self works. If you want to get out here and charge $500, then that's what you want to charge, and you charge them. If the rest of these fools want to work for $250, $300, let them. That's your business. But don't tell somebody else what they can charge.
Right.
For whatever they going to be putting they self through. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, keep your eyes open. Don't trust nobody in this business, nobody. You can be friendly, you can be cool, but every last one of these people have some kind of intention. You know what I mean? They want their shit to be successful, and they are almost willing to do anything or sit on anybody to come up.
Right.
I done been to the point to where, you know, people was real cool and smiling in my face, you know, and I'm with them. I'm riding with you. I'm loyal to you. I'm handling it. I'm rocking with you. I'm working with you. But the minute that they get on, it's like, oh, we don't need you. Oh, you don't. You know, so just for people that it's a, and, you know, stick to your word. If you don't want to do something, don't let nobody tell you that it'll be best for your career or for your name. Don't do nothing that you don't want to do.
Right.
And don't let nobody talk you into doing nothing that you don't want to do. You stand your ground, you stick to your guns, and eventually they're going to start complying with what you want, because if they want you bad enough, they're going to do what you want instead of you being the bitch and you doing what they want.
Say it again.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? You got all these demands and requirements. I got some too. Now what? So when you need mine, You the one making money off my name. I'm not making money off your name. You making money off my name. So you don't start working with me.
Exactly. I respect that.
Be real to yourself. Don't let this game change you. If anything come in this game and you change the game, don't change. Don't let the game change you.
Oh, Lord. Having church?
I know, right? Having church.
Amen. Don't pass that collection plate in a minute.
I mean, whatever game it is, I'm never going to come into no game and let nothing in this game change me. Okay, I understand this is how the game has been going, but that's not going to work for me. So let's talk about something else. We're going to have to change this contract around.
Something.
They might not go for it right away because people don't like change, but eventually if your name is out there ringing and they want you bad enough, they're going to do what your contract says.
Yep. They're going to give you what you want.
If I say I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You book that plane ticket for 5 o'clock in the morning if you want to.
You see,
if I'm not going to tax that ass or I'm not going to be on that plane, period. One of the two.
Hear that. They got to respect you, too.
I mean, they have to respect you and you have to respect them. It's
right.
A compromise. I'm doing for you. But in return, I just want maybe a 10 o'clock in the morning flight.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have to go take my kids and drop them off the night before for nothing. I don't need to be in your city at 10 o'clock in the morning unless we have a day event.
Right.
Shit, they're not expecting me to be the club until midnight, and I'm showing up in their city at 7:30 in the morning. I'm there all day sitting in my room for what, so you can get a cheap flight?
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a compromise. Don't settle for less. You know what I mean? You always shoot for what you think you deserve.
Right.
If you feel like you deserve, then if they want you that bad, they're going to give you what you deserve. And I really don't think, you know, asking for a reasonable time to depart out of your city is asking for too much.
Right.
I don't think that. I mean, shit, I'm not telling you to put me on a first-class flight. I'm just asking you to give me one at that reasonable time. Obama ain't even up at no 4 o'clock in the morning. Shit.
You up before breakfast, man.
Come on, man. Let me drop my babies off at school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that I can think of right off the top. And don't let these niggas intimidate you. They talk a lot. They got a big bar, but they ain't got no bite, trust me. They not one of these motherfuckers jump yet. And I done tested every last one of their words. Are you going to do this? Okay, I'm tested. You do it. Ain't done nothing. So don't let them intimidate you, because a lot of these people that have been in the game for longer than you, you have some, and I mean very few people are going to give you a warm welcome. Like, come on in, you know, it's nice to meet you. Let me show you around, you know. And then you have them other niggas going to turn their nose up and be like, who the fuck is this? That was their biggest mistake. They slept on me. They underestimated me.
Right.
So, I mean, just, you know, them simple little things, and I think they should be cool, but in all fairness, I'm not going to paint no pretty picture and just say that this game is just the easiest or it's the best, because I feel like I'm on Survivor or some shit. You know what I'm saying? This is Survivor or the fucking fittest or the realest shit. I mean, it ain't that serious, girl. You got your bookings, I got my bookings. You do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. Well, this is like challenges and shit. Like, okay, this is the gauntlet and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Definitely feel that, man.
I mean, that's about the only thing I can think of. Like, you know, that's it.
All right. So, you ready to talk to some people now, P? You got a whole lot of people, man.
Let's talk to them. Let's get it in.
All right. We're going to go to area code 313 first. 828. Talk to P.
Hey, boss. Can
Hello?
You hear me?
Hello.
Hi, boss.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This promise.
Hi, promise.
Hi, pretty T.
How are you, baby?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
You better be.
I'm good
to see you smiling.
I'm good, you know, I talk my shit, and then I go back to smiling, and I come back, and I talk my shit, and I go back to smiling, you know what I mean? It's not much that can break me if it ain't really involving nothing to do with my family. I mean, I let it roll off my chest. I say what I got to say, and I keep it pushing. So, I mean, for the most part, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
That's good. I came to tell you I love you. Now, I'm trying to see you. I'm trying my hardest. I'm trying to be in Richmond.
I hope you can make it. It's gonna be popping out there. I mean, everybody's talking about it. It seems to be a great event, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm trying to talking to my uncle DJ Maestro now to get you in Detroit, Michigan. So, we talking about that.
Already, well,
you have to come to Detroit.
I mean, if everything is lined up and everything is cool, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm going to be, Virginia's going to be my last show. So it's going to be strictly up to my management, and my management is going to be screening the shit out of these promoters, because I'm like, one more show with one more janky promoter. So, you know what I mean? As long as they got their ducks in a row, I mean, hopefully everything should be going good.
It's going to be a reasonable time and a reasonable flight that you get on. So it won't be no bullshit.
Okay. Well, pretty good to have him call, you know, Leslie, and she'll handle it. And thank you for having me. I hope to see you.
I hope. I'm trying to make it. So I just came to tell you I love you, showing you support, you know, and showing you that I got your back no matter what.
Thank you, baby. I really, really appreciate that.
No problem. Love you, and have a great show, you guys. Nah, continue listening.
Thank you for the support.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go to area code 517, first 3 digits, 899, talk to Pete.
Oh? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Keys. This is Miss Lady Stiletto.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. This is who?
This is Miss Lady Stiletto.
Oh, Miss Stiletto, hi.
How are you, honey?
This is my Twitter baby.
What's going on?
I said my Twitter baby.
Yes, your Twitter baby, of course.
Hi, mommy.
How are you feeling, honey?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, really good.
I'm a little sad. I heard about the puppies. I'm sorry about your baby. I'm sad that the last show is going to be in August.
I mean, that's the last one from the schedule from, you know, the bookings, because I've completely stopped the bookings.
You know what I mean?
I don't want nobody thinking somebody's taking my bookings. Like, I had my management stop my bookings. There's been people calling nonstop. I just stopped it. And I just, you know, I feel like I just need some me time. I have some things that I want to work on. And, you know, get my mind back right. And I might come back and hit these niggas with the flex, and I might just, you know, go into something else. You know, it's just, I'm here, though. I'm not leaving. You know what I'm saying? I just need a break. I need to reboot myself.
See, that gift basket I got will show come in handy for the me time, but I ain't got no address to send it to yet. But that's okay. I keep looking at the gift basket that we created for you, ma'am.
I know. I'm sorry. I got to get to my DM, and I'll DM it to you. I thought I did already, though.
No, you didn't.
Okay. I'm going to get that to you. I'm going to get it to you.
Yeah.
And then I'm moving on. You know, like I said, you know, Leslie's going to be still screening, you know, some of the people that are booking me, we're just going to be a little bit more exclusive.
Yeah,
because it's just kind of like open to
spirit.
It's just like I'm open to everybody right now. And it's like half these people ain't even promoters. They're just people that, you know, want to see me, and that's cool. I appreciate the love, but I need a little bit more professionalism. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why I need to start being a little bit more tighter on this, because I think shit is just a little too loose right now.
You told them, I said, they don't put you on no damn Spirit airline. They don't do that.
Tell them right now.
Okay.
Tell them,
don't
you put me on no Spirit. And then have the nerve to be mad at me.
myself on this bullshit ass airlines.
No.
Don't get
kill
on Facebook. She got on Facebook and told everybody, Pretty P's not going to be in the building. It's not my fault. It's her fault. What? How unprofessional was that?
That wasn't professional at all. But you tell them you don't do Spirit, and your fans don't appreciate them putting you on that bullshit ass airline.
That's all I'm saying. That's really all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not bougie. I don't want first class. I'll sit in the last row on the plane if you want me to.
Oh, hell
no.
We have no
bougie airlines.
We want to go to the front of the plane.
No, I'm not even talking about the seat. Just make sure I get there. And if I don't get there, take responsibility for your own mistakes. Don't put it on me.
Well,
anybody in my business, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's where they messed up at. But I told you I'm a fan for life. I don't care if you know, whatever it is you choose to do, I'm always be a fan. As long as you make me a few chicken with videos, I'm good. Because that really gets me through my morning.
I appreciate that. You always come and show me love, and I mean, I love it. I see it every time, you know. A lot of the times I'm looking, but I just don't say anything because the minute that I do say something, like, all these messages start coming in, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And I like to respond to damn near every message. You know, something that I said I'm going to get online and spend 20 minutes turns into 3 hours because I done started a whole nother shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like to not answer people. It makes me feel a certain type of way. So, you know, I'm always looking. I stay quiet. I'm looking, and I'm very quiet about it.
That's okay. I ain't going to take up too much of the time, but Xavier also told me to tell you good evening, and he hoped you feel better because he been listening.
Oh, thank you. tell him I said much love.
I got to tell you a quick story, and then I'm going to let you go. He hurt himself. He slipped on some concrete and hit his head, and he says, Mama. I said, what, baby? He said, well, you think Mr. Silla will come and visit me in the hospital?
Oh, what did he do?
He hit his head one of the kids took a snapping turtle out of the tank. So it was a concrete floor, and so he slipped and hit his head on, like, the brick stair. So,
he
showed
up,
you know,
polite young man that I said, I hope he feels much better, and I'm so sorry he fell. And I really wish I could.
If I could, I would definitely go. He's a really sweet boy.
I told him, she a little too old for you. I'm going to need you to get that together. just a little bit.
I don't
talk to too many kids. There's a couple of people that, you know, have introduced their children to me and stuff like that. But, you know, I never forget about him because he's very, very respectful. He's very, you know, intelligent young boy. You can hear it by the way he's talking, you know. So he's a sweetheart. And you tell him, no, sorry that I said, but I hope he feels better. Love him.
I will do it. You go drink you a pineapple soda, and I'm sending you a big old hug, and it's going to get better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that pineapple soda now. Now you're talking my language.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, the gift basket, ma'am.
I promise I'm going to get it to you.
Okay. Because we just want to get
you. I promise you have my words. God's honor.
Because I'm still waiting on my real life special video, too. I ain't forgot that either.
You know what? I've been trying to work on that, and I actually did one, but I just did not like it. You know, I kind of got to get in my phone. But, I mean, did you see my goofy video? I want to tell y'all I'm goofy.
I did. That's what I'm saying. Your Jigging With Me video, it get me through my morning.
I'll be trying to keep in mind, like, yeah, I'm serious, and, yeah, I have a lot to say, but I'm a goofball. Like, I'm not always just, like, so mean and so hard. I can have fun. And I think that, like, sometimes I have to whip people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love Jigging With Your video. I love the goofiness. So, but you ladies have a great night. And, P, you have a better night. It's going to get better. And you got a fan for life, honey.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. You have a good night as well.
All right.
And
honey,
I'm going to have that to you, okay?
Okay.
Oh. Thanks for the support. Hope your son get better.
Her baby is so sweet on the phone with you. I think it was Blanche's, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to my boys. But, you know, he got like, hi, Miss Ella. And I was like, hi, baby. And he was so sweet. And I was like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? He's so sweet.
so grown, real intelligent boy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll take it.
I definitely hope he get better. That's definitely a hard fall to take. Guess we're going to go to 609-394. I know who that is. Okay, but come on.
Hello.
There she go, there she go.
Oh, excuse me. I'm still up. I know you don't really hear about 609. So, P Baby, you sure already know who it is. 609. That's Jersey all the way. It's Aja.
Hi.
So, hi. How are you? I was trying to, like, I'm tired. I'm beat. I know you've been going through some things, and just hearing what you've been going through just made my weekend sound like it was just so great, but it wasn't. But I refused to go to bed or to lay down until I talked to you, because I was really, really, really worried this weekend and not knowing, you know, what had went on as far as, you know, the two shows, Milwaukee and Chicago, but you explained that or whatever. And that's some bullshit. It's really...
That is really some bullshit.
And I'm like,
I was pretty bothered, but not to mention, you know, I haven't seen my family in a couple of years. So for me to be going home, you know what I mean? My family was excited to see me, and it's like I'm traveling all over the place, and I haven't even been able to make it home to see my mother and my sisters and my aunties and my nieces. And, you know, it was really disappointing for everybody, on top of the fact that I had followers that were ready to see me as well. So it was just all disappointing. It was just a lot of shit, and I just had to really take a minute and breathe, because if I would have got on the internet, it would have been wrapped.
Yeah.
She was, my understanding, she was going in on Leslie. Then she tried to threaten me. Girl, it was a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, well, thank God I ain't see it.
She had called and said that she had my bag. Like the airline that called her and told her, because they had already checked my bag. So my bag went to Milwaukee, and when it got to Milwaukee, they were just going to send it back to Texas. She was like, well, the airlines called me, and they said that, you know, your bag was here, so I went and picked it up, and I'm not giving you your bag back.
What?
She
tried to pull a Tammy, huh? She tried to pull a Tammy.
I am a little bit, I got a couple of shades darker than that girl on that show, baby. Look here, that don't work with me. But come to find out, she never even had my bag in the first place. And so it was just a whole bunch of shit that was going on. But, I mean, I'm good, and you know what I mean? Whatever you're going through, baby, just pray about it.
It's just good to actually know, because, you know, the feeling of not knowing if, you know, well, what happened? Like, I'm at work, and I get the little message, you know, stop promoting, da-da-da. And I'm like, what? So immediately I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong? What happened? Back-to-back two shows. It was just like, I don't know. It was just like overwhelming. So I'm going through my phone. I'm like, shit, she don't have that phone number no more, because I literally actually wanted to call you personally. What's wrong? What happened? What? You know, we didn't know anything. And there's a lot of other team members that didn't know what was going on. It was just like, you know, stop promoting. And I'm like, okay, well, why? Well, what happened? But it's good to know now that, you know, that's
sometimes,
what it was.
You know, I know that I have a really good team behind me. And, you know, sometimes when I get pissed off, my team gets mad. So I try to get my shit together before I go and rile up everybody. And everybody,
yeah, she got some beasts. She got some beasts. Beastie not the only one. She got some beasts.
I hear y'all, man. Lord. I had to take a little minute, but I'm okay. I mean, y'all know me better than anybody.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Put me in the desert with a half a bottle of water, and I'm going to be all right. Watch me. I'm going to come back with a gallon. Where you get that shit from? I don't know. I just got it.
Some fucking spirit. I'm sitting here. I'm like, spirit? I'm from up north. The only spirit I know is a Philadelphian. That's a fucking mini-ass little boat that take you around the Delaware, a little cruise. I'm like, what the fuck? But you laughing, so you must know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about that too.
So I'm like, spirit? I'm like, bitch, they try to pull on the boat? Like, what? What's going on? But, you know, I don't want to, you know, let the other, you know, fans and stuff, they have their little time to talk. I just want to say, you know, keep your head up. And no matter what, you got your team, your whole team behind you, like 100%. Speaking for the team and speaking for myself. And I just can't wait. I'm ecstatic about the 3rd through the 5th, She Pride. And a question that I want to ask, what I wanted to know, is are you staying just for Friday or the whole weekend, She Pride? Or you haven't made that up?
We're going to, I mean, discuss that. I really don't want to make anybody have to rearrange anything if everything is already purchased and everything like that. But, I mean, I'm not tripping. If it can be fixed or, you know, whatever the specifics is of, you know, the trip and the tickets like that, you know, I stay the whole weekend. I ain't tripping. You know, I rock with it.
Okay.
I'm the type of person to show up a couple of hours early to an event just so I can get enough time in to, you know, greet everybody and say what's up. I'm not no stuck-up broad like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can fix it or we can, you know, see what we can do, then I would definitely be there to rock with them all weekend. But if not, you know, I'm going to definitely come in and I'm going to put it on. And we're going to get it on, and that's what it is, you know.
All right. They're going to learn today.
Definitely.
Well,
I'm going to see what I can do.
All right now. Well, I love you. Hearts go out to you and the kids. Just keep your head up or whatever. And I don't even have to say keep your head up and be strong. You already know. Real recognize real. You're a strong person as well as I am. And just not beat for the bullshit. No bitch assness, right? Keep them moving. So go ahead. Enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of your callers. I'm going to go on ahead and hang up because I got to work in like maybe 6-7 hours. Get some shut-eye. And just, you know, make it do what it do. That's all I'm saying. I'm continuing to support. Keep the name out there, and, you know, just support the brand, because that's what you are, the brand. When I speak of you at work, they be like, who, pretty, what? She's a brand. They're like, what brand? I'm sneaking in on my breaks and stuff, going in on a computer, pulling up fucking YouTube, knowing I ain't supposed to. Like, yeah, right here. You become the talk of my whole department. They be like, dang, Tosh, for real. But that's a whole nother story or whatever. Kisses, hugging kisses, besos, everything else. That's the only word I know in Spanish. And you have a good night, Mom, okay?
Te quiero mucho. Adios.
Yes. Amigo. Good night, pretty baby. I'll see you in August.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to you guys soon. I'm going to set up a meeting here pretty soon.
Okay, yes, great. That will be wonderful. Hearing everything coming from you, it will be, that's see, that's that professionalism right there. All right. I love it. Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night, Casey. Good night, all the other callers.
Good night. All right. Thanks for the support. All right. We're going to go down to 720-252 to talk to people.
Hello?
Hello.
See?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Who's speaking?
Hi. How you doing? I know you probably don't remember me, but I used to come in on my poetry all the time.
Wait, I'm sorry?
You used to come in on my poetry all the time on Facebook.
What's your name?
I used to go by Softly Spoken Words.
Yes, ma'am. I do remember you. Hi.
How you been, sweetheart? I heard a lot about what's going on, what's going down, but I know I talked to you a couple of times on the phone in the past, you know, a couple of years back, and, you know, I've seen a couple of your YouTube videos, and, I mean, you are a strong person, so, you know, you're going to have your enemies, you're going to have your haters. Everybody has haters, but, you know, your haters is your motivation, baby. They keep you moving. They keep you pushing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm good on it. You know, I completely understand that, you know, but it just comes a time where it's just like enough is enough. Like, y'all can keep this shit. Because I'm not going to fight with you one more day on one more social network about one more show or one more.
But see, that's why they talk because they know, you know what I'm saying, just like the last girl said, you're a brand. You know what I'm saying? You came on the spotlight when all the rest of these, you know, entertainers been in the game for like years, and you came in the spotlight and they shined on you. You took their fame, you took their spotlight from them. So they mad. So you giving them reason to talk. So you keep doing your thing, baby. Don't let them hold you down.
That's not.
Don't let them
you know,
ever hold you down.
Said, you know, you have, you know, people that is just going to tolerate some shit, you know, and then you have people like me that's just like, you know, if this was going on in the street, this would have been done a long time ago. You know, I went from, like, fighting, like, every weekend to, like, fighting. Like, I had gotten in a fight, like, twice this year, this 1 year. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really do too much talking. You know what I'm saying? And I've been put in a position to where I have to handle myself differently. And even at that, I'm still ready to pop off when I see you. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
It's just, you know, they're taking a lot of low blows. It's a difference from hating or talking shit. But when you take it for personal low blows, then, you know, you really barking up the wrong tree. And it's just,
yeah,
you know,
I
feel like whatever I wanted to prove, I've proven.
Right. You know, and I seen, like, you know, a couple of years back or whatever, well, what was it, like last year or a couple of year before that when you was on Big Yo's and them team and everything was going good, and all of a sudden I seen all these posts, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, Pitbull and Mad Dog getting mad at pretty people. What the fuck going on here? You know, so I was just like.
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people didn't know. There wasn't just one video. There was quite a few videos. That was just the only one that you could see the clearest. And that was neither here nor there. That was a year ago. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, even now, you know, it's like, oh, let's go and praise Juice for apologizing to Pretty P. And I wasn't even going to speak on this. The bitch have a little moment. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what these people don't know is the fact that I'm the one who told her to apologize.
Mm. But see, the way I look
so
at it,
if somebody
just,
wakes up
just
in the
like
morning
you,
and says, I want to apologize to Pretty P, and you do it on your own, I'm going to respect that. But when I got to tell you to apologize to me, then it really takes away from the apology, like an empty-ass apology. You know what I'm saying? And basically,
right.
After we had it out on the beach, it was brought to my attention that she wanted to squash it. And I said, the only way I'm going to squash this is since you publicly tried to humiliate me, then you publicly owe me an apology. And until then, bitch is beef. So what'd she do? She got up there and did exactly what the fuck I told her to do. Apologize.
Go.
But don't sit here and act like you woke up with this on your chest. While you sitting here
right.
getting all this food and all this, you know, get the fuck out of here. You and I know what it is.
Right.
And what these people don't know, I mean, they're not going to know until somebody tell them. And I wasn't even finna go there. But, you know, you walking around like, oh, you know, I had to swallow my pride. Bitch, you ain't do nothing but what I told you to do.
Right. But see, that's,
you know
what I'm saying? That's come from being real. That versus real versus fake. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told.
Apologize for something that I've done. I'm woman enough to apologize on my own. You know what you did, and you know it was wrong, and it shouldn't have took you a year and to get busted with some beer in your face to make you come to your you know, your senses.
Right. I mean, like I told KC then when I first came on the show.
Nobody just don't want to fuck with me.
You're right about that. You shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? You better than that. You better than them. That's why you're not in that league no more, because you're a whole caliber all by yourself.
And that's
you know what I'm saying? You have made your own followers.
You
have, you
know, I see a lot of shit that's going on right now. And I've been very quiet about it. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm being disrespected right in my face in front of all my followers. And I know a lot of my followers recognize it. They just kind of, like I said, they're waiting for P to blow. Or when P blows, it's going to go, but I don't even need to go there no more. I done went through this shit for a year with Yo's. I'm not going to go through it again with another company. Like, you can have that shit. It ain't
right.
even that serious.
But you know who you are. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, you still have your fans. Regardless of what beef got,
with you and Juice Box, you still have all your fans. Your fans ain't left you. Your fans are still to the end. So it's nothing.
That's why
you know what I'm saying. There's nothing.
The same person. I've never changed. I can't nobody ever say that I've changed since then. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't. I've been the same girl that I was when I came in the game. If anything, I'm a little harder now. I'm a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, a little bit less tolerable. I don't tolerate a lot of shit right now. But, you know what I mean? That's after a year or some change of being attacked.
Right.
And people still, yet at this point, still faking the funk. Like, let's be real.
I mean, you're the new kid on the block. I mean,
it's not like I'm leaving anybody. I'm just choosing to not be a part of this grimy-ass shit that's beneath me. I can understand followers without having to be on the stage with these people I don't even like.
Right. And that's understandable. You know what I'm saying? You need a little you time all the time. You know what I'm saying? And if you have two ass fans like that or whatever, your fans is going to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Your fans is going to understand, well, you know what I'm saying, this is P time to herself. You know what I'm saying? This is her time to...
I'm very upfront with everybody. And, you know, when I need my time, I know myself well enough to, when I need to step off, I'm going to step off. I done went hard in the paint, day in, day out, worked myself to death. You know, I've been fighting people, all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, it's come to that time where I just need that minute. I need to reconnect with my kids. I need to, you know, figure out what it is that I want to do or what's my next move and think clearly so that when I make that move, all my ducks are in the way.
Right. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, like I said, I haven't been to none of your shows, but, you know, I have talked to you outside of all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I have talked to you personally, so I know how you roll. I know how...
I know. I pay attention. That's one thing about people. They always come to me and they're like, you remember me? And I'd be like, yeah. And they'd be surprised. What is you surprised about? I know who I'm talking to. I pay attention. Just like y'all pay attention to me, I pay attention to y'all.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, when I do come, because I'm coming, I'm definitely going to come into She Proud with some bells on, you feel me? So I'm coming, you know. But, I mean, just like if I was coming to any other show, I'm not going to spend no money with no bitch, mad dog, pit bull looking bitch all up in my face. I want to see some beauty on the flow. Like, I'm just saying. I don't like to talk about, trust and believe me, Juice Box, I mean, I've seen a couple of videos, but that's just not my cup of tea. That's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
she's like the Predator with dread. I'm just sorry. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, if I'm going to come and make it rain and put some dollars in you, I want to see some beauty. You know what I'm saying? I want to see all this good shit. So, I mean, you and King Kells is the only one I really support in the game. Erotic. Who the fuck is Erotic? Who the fuck is that?
Who,
I ain't never heard of her before. Who the fuck is that?
A man in the phone, girl. A man in the phone.
Y'all crazy as hell, man.
I'm trying to figure
out. With different folks, baby. You know what I'm saying? And that girl, she like her.
I'm just trying to figure out who to figure out.
Even though I told her to make the apology, I accept your little funky ass apology. I don't want to be your friend, but I accept your apology. But I done said it before, and I'll say it again. Fuck you. Anytime, any place, baby.
You see, people can't expect once you burn bridges with someone for you to fix them bridges. I'm the type of bitch. Once you burn a bridge with me and cross that path with me, it's a done data. I don't got shit to say to you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? And ain't nobody going to force me to work with somebody I don't want to work with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I accept your apology. Now what, you want to hold hands and sing a song? Like, no, I'm good on it. I'm good. I accepted your apology, and we're moving on. I'm not going to work with you. I'm not going to be your friend. We're not going to make no videos. We're not going to dance on the same stage. Come on.
Right. But see, that's all that comes down to is, you know what I'm saying, that linebacker pumping her head up. You know what I'm saying? That's all that comes in. See, I don't like Big Yo them anyway. You know what I'm saying? I know them. I don't like them bitches anyway. You know what I'm saying? And see, with juice boxing them hanging around them, that's all that come down to is them pumping her head up, making her know, oh, you the best, you the best, this, you the best. No, bitch, you ain't the best. You look like Lil Wayne versus the Predator mixed together. You scare me. All you bitches scare me.
Oh, my
God. You know
what
I'm saying? I be scared when I click on YouTube. I be scared when I click. Look, I be scared when I click on YouTube to find your video. The first video that pop up is her shit. Like, no, bitch. You know what I'm saying? No. In my Kevin Hart voice. No. You know what I'm saying? No.
At the end of the day, it's just different strokes for different folks. And with all the drama that's going on, a lot of the fun is being sucked out of the game. You know what I'm saying? Can't be just go to a show and just support and just watch a show no more because there's so much beef. Promoters against promoters, entertainers against entertainers. You know what I mean? It's just, it's too much. What happened to the fun? You used to be able to go out to the club and see a show and be like, yeah, I had fun. Go home satisfied that you paid to get into an event that you had fun at.
Right.
It is not like that no more.
You know, like I told you, you a real person. You know what you did. You know what you're doing. So don't let nobody block your shine. You know what I'm saying? Big Yo and them been like that for fucking years. As long as I've been knowing them, they've been like that. Y'all got all this money. You mean to tell me y'all still ain't got y'all motherfucking establishments built yet? Y'all got to rent out motherfucking warehouses to do shows? Fuck that shit. You better than that. You been better than that. You know what I'm saying? So you outshined all that shit.
They got porta potties. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But you better than that.
So you see, you got two fools on the phone going in right now. Well, this is where you step in.
Right. Okay, ladies.
But I'm going to let you go because I know your other fans is like these bitches. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, I got to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? KC know how I am. Because I call a bitch a Krabby Patty in a minute, so it don't matter. But, you know.
You know, I respect you. There's some people with some loose lips and there's some people that just don't talk, you know, under their breath or behind somebody's back. You know, you can't be mad at us that don't do that.
Exactly. I'm a bitch. I know I'm a bitch. I'm gonna tell you I'm a bitch. Might bust in your eye a couple of times and then call you a bitch after that.
I know that I have it in me. I just don't like to have to show it. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely have to show it sometimes so they don't forget that it's there. It's there.
Exactly.
It's got a post and everything. I think that's a fucking trick.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But you keep being you, boo. I know how you are. Me and you didn't, you know what I'm saying, had this conversation many times. I know you. You didn't rose to the occasion. You didn't rose to the top. Now these bitches still doing the same ass shit, still twerking and jerking in motherfucking Texas. Ain't made no trips outside of Texas. They still doing what they doing. So you rose above that shit. So you keep doing you, boo. I'm going to let the rest of the callers get to you because you got plenty of fans. And KC, now y'all have a good night. I love you, pretty Pete.
I love you,
know,
baby.
So.
I need me a
I
poem,
love you too.
Too,
baby. I still got you on that poem, though. I still haven't forgot you because
I
know you asked me.
I'm on my wall, and I'm going to be looking for it.
All right. Okay, baby. I love you, and y'all have a good night.
You too. All right, love you too, mom.
The next lady's going to come on here. We're going to make it real, real, real brief, all right? We're about to cut it short. But we're going to go ahead and take 919-806 and make it brief.
Hey, KC.
Hey.
How are you?
All right, and you?
All right, I'm good. Now, this champagne, you remember me. Right, yeah, you do. But, hey, Queenie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, all the questions I had for you done went out the window. Like, y'all had me cracking up over here. But,
you know,
yeah.
Fun, though. You know, I'm going to talk shit, but I'm going to be funny with it. I like to laugh, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, I guess I have nothing to say because I made it all went out the window. But, yeah, I'm going to try to make it to
to your last show. I'm really mad about that, but it is what it is.
And I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. It's gonna be real exclusive, not as often. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be here though. But we gonna tear the house down if she's on. You know what I mean? She's probably.
Yeah.
So I hope that you guys come out. I'm encouraging everybody
about that.
Alright.
Bye. But I'll talk to y'all later.
Alright.
Bye, Casey. Love you guys.
Thanks,
we are. Have a good night.
We have 469-432. Talk to me.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on with that one. No, I'm going to let them go.
Hi.
All right. All right, code 212-400. All right, code 210-400. All right. They hung up. Hey, code 614-327, talk to him.
Hi, B. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hi, B.
B?
B? Hello?
Hey,
hello? Hello?
Yeah,
can you hear? Hi, B.
I think we lost connection, sweetheart.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that. Hold on. Let me see if she's. Let me check right quick. See if she. See if I can find the right. Hello.
Hello, Pete.
I sound like some bath stuff going on over here. You okay? Hey. All right, let's go to the next person. I'm so sorry about it. I think we lost connection with Pretty P. But definitely, we are going to pitch for a part two. I am going to definitely try to get a part two going on. I want to thank everybody for calling in. If she's on radio tonight, it was definitely a great show. Thank you for Teddy. Thank you for the whole team, Pretty P, in the building showing support. I definitely want to also thank everybody for calling in. It was definitely an awesome show. Y'all definitely need to hit up Pretty P. She's the best. Follow her. Don't let this being her last show discourage you. She just need time for her. We all need that. You know what I'm saying? And she'll definitely be at She Pride 2012, so y'all need to make it out there. All right, www.sheson.org. Where the ladies come out to play. Mature ladies, please. Jigapoos, jigaboos, all that good stuff don't come on, but we don't do drama on season. All right. It's me, KC. Teddy, we love you. Thank you for the support. And definitely come back tomorrow because we have Team Tails in the building tomorrow, so definitely going to be a good show. Wednesday, we got Between Women, so. Go ahead and take this number, put it in your phone, keep it in there. Don't lose it. 11 p.m. every night. She's on radio. Thank you for the support.